then we could just wind up Flex Finance as soon as the Quinnell deal closes, and I could just transfer the whatever the profit is from the two Epic deals. Or okay, we could wait till they do Bleats, but either way, I think it'd be pretty simple. So
probably should shut down Zoom Rail and stuff, because I think they charge like a membership or a monthly fee or something.
Yeah, I think it's like $30 a month and $3 a transaction.
So, so let's shut that down, and then we can, and then, yeah, we'll just wind it down after Marine finishes those deals, or Epic.
Yeah. So, I think as soon we can do that, we can start that process as soon as Quinnell deal completes on January 20th. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Those Epic deals are new construction, so sometimes they get delayed and stuff. So I'll just give you the numbers, and it may just be like a simple like e-transfer to you of a couple $100 or a few $100, and then we just wrap that up, and I'll be responsible for collecting those two.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it's probably easiest to, we'll shut down Zoom Rails, and then we'll wait till those Epic deals are done, get those paid into Flex Finance, and then we can just do a 50-50 transfer from Flex Finance, and then we can
empty close it. That bank account. Makes sense,
Yeah,
so and I think it's February and March for those two, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Okay, and then property management. We've got a listing here for Timberline. What's the plan for that one?
So that's been... so it works a bit different. There's no MLS listing for those. There was like a Castanet listing, which I think is expired. So he's still got a suite, but he, like, the main house has been rented. The suite was, he decided to furnish it and keep it for himself.
Yeah, so. So what happens with the, like that, not the listing, but like that client and the management of it?
So it was a one-time services deal. So like a placement deal. So there's two types of property management. Yeah, there's either ongoing services where you collect a percentage every month, or just a placement fee, and we already did the placement. Yeah, so that's
right. So I guess the only thing we have is that tenant's deposit, but I think all of that was paid to the...
It was, yeah. So we don't have anything in trust for Timberline.
Okay, so that one's pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's all I had on my agenda was Flex Finance, BC, SK, and property management, so.
Yeah, so I think all those things are fairly simple. SK is going to be a little more, you know, we'll have to figure out, like, if you want to get Erin on board with upgrading her license to broker, or find another broker, or just... let her go. I don't know what you want to do there, but my license won't.
I was chatting with her today, and she said it's no problem. She'll broker it until, you know, we get the next person there, or myself, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to keep you on there if you want to until you get the Fair Realty items sorted out.
John thinks like 2 to 4 weeks, like it's in process, so.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Well, like, how long did it take for the broker license to get, for you to get BC license, or sorry, take your BC managing broker to be SK managing broker?
It was a lot easier than Alberta, that's for sure, but I mean, it took a couple of weeks for that, and then it took us about 5 days for the extra provincial registration, and then it took SREC about a week to approve my license and the brokerage license. So it was pretty easy and quick. But now that I'm licensed, it's the same as BC. I just would transfer it to another brokerage. You know, it's I think it's $100-$150 there. And you just sign a transfer, and the new managing broker signs it, and it's done. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. Anything else on your end that you wanted to discuss or chat?
No, really, just Saskatchewan and Flex Finance. So I think we're on the same page with those two. So.
Yeah.
And then if you've got someone commenting, you know, it doesn't have to be the 20th. That was just a target date because that's my last completion. Being Cornell. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing too is just we need the keys and fobs for anything that you have need to be returned.
Yeah, for sure.
Jen just had that on the list. All the other things like any subscriptions or anything, can you send me a list of anything we have? Because there's probably quite a few that I'm not like aware of that we either going to keep or cancel. So.
Okay, I'm not sure of any. Yeah. I mean, we've got
subscriptions.
We've got an annual subscription to Parallels for the Windows software. I can't think of anything, but I'll take a look.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was with the keys and then subscriptions. I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then, so as far as like email addresses, we'll probably just revert those to us so that we have one. And if you need to, because you got your own personal email.
Yeah, I've always kept the same personal email, and then but I'm controlling the broker email. So when I leave, we'll revert that, and we could do it. Yeah. You know, now if Dave's ready. But yeah, that's it. I never had a Flex, personal Flex email.
Sorry, what was that? Just cutting out.
Oh, I never had a personal Flex email.
Okay, so just the broker one? That's what that needs to change?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So we'll probably, we'll change that today or tomorrow. Okay. And then what were you thinking for the keys for the office?
If I turn in the keys, I'll probably transfer my license right away. So, but yeah, I can drop them off anytime tomorrow. I've still got a set for warrants, actually. So I don't know if you.
Yeah, don't worry about that one.
Should I just throw them in the trash?
Yeah, we had a whole set for Sam, and we just left them on desk. She didn't even do a walkthrough of this. She just said leave the keys and close the door. And I was like, okay,
all right.
So
yeah, so I've got one key and one fob for Regis, so I'll drop that off for sure.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, like if you want to keep the keys until everything's submitted, you can do that. It's fine.
I really don't need it. It was like on my list to do. It was like one of the last things, but I might as well give it back to you. So.
Yeah. It was just a note that we had here that Jen mentioned, but no sweat. We can do that later on whenever it's convenient. No rush.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, so I'll give you an update on Flex Finance. Just the dates and the amounts, and let me know what you decide with Saskatchewan. But I'll just hang on until you tell me otherwise. But looks like three 4 weeks for Fair Realty to get set up there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye for now.